Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Elon Musk is responding to Chloe Fineman's now deleted TikTok where she reveals that he was the cast member, he was the host that made SNL cast members cry on set. This is a rumor that's been going around on the internet for a while that there was one specific host that was so cruel to the cast members that they made them cry. And no one had really known who it was up until now, where Chloe claims that it's Elon Musk. And this all happened after Dana Carvey played him on SNL over the weekend. And Elon did not think it was a good impression. He was like, this sucks. He posted about it on X. And Chloe said, you know what? How dare you come down on us and be rude? In fact, not only am I going to call you out for being rude about Dana Carvey's impression, and for you saying that SNL has been slowly dying for years, even though you were clearly watching it, I want to reveal to everyone that you were the one that made me cry because of my sketches.
I'm the cast member that he made cry, and he's the host that made someone cry. Maybe there's others, but I saw some articles and stuff, and I was like, I'm not going to say anything. But I'm like, no, if you're going to, like, go on your platform and be rude, like, guess what? You made Chloe Fineman, burst into tears because I stayed up all night writing the sketch. I was so excited. I came in, I asked if you had any questions, and you stared at me like you were firing me from Tesla and were like, it's not funny.
So he has now responded to this TikTok that's been deleted, I'm sure, because of a cease and desist, I could assume. And he said, in regards to the moment where he made Chloe cry, he said, frankly, it was only on the Thursday before the Saturday that any of the sketches generated laughs. I was worried.
What kind of ego? I mean, the dude, I just looked it up, is literally worth $320 billion, with a B, billion dollars.
That's insane.
You're going to get butt hurt by this? If I had $320 billion, nothing would bother me. Absolutely nothing. Zero bothers.
If I was worth $320 billion, you would never hear from me again. I'm buying a small island and I'm just living there, living off my own land, importing French wine and bread and cheese.
I think it was the show Billions that said, why have FU money if you're never going to say FU? So if I'm Elon Musk, I'm buying the network and taking Saturday Night Live off of it and then selling the network.
It truly is no point in having that amount of money if you are going to let things bother you. Like, no point.
Exactly. I guess money really can't buy happiness.
Nope.
Or good comebacks.
I think it could. I would like
it
to
get
try
you close.
What's that?
I said it gets you a lot
real
closer.
Close.
Yeah, I would like $320 billion. All right, Michael Strahan is addressing this national anthem backlash that people have been all up in arms in. Basically, during a filming, he was surrounded by his other TV hosts and the national anthem was playing. And everyone, of course, as the national anthem, you know, when it plays, you put your hand over your heart. And he was the only person that didn't have his hand over his heart. He had his hands crossed in front of him, kind of like very like stoic. And people thought that he was making a statement. They thought that he was basically protesting something. And he has now come out and said that that's not the case at all. But of course, when people want a response from you about whether or not you're protesting about something, you know, there's gonna be paparazzi outside of your house. And so the paparazzi caught him in a moment of actual, you know, anxiety. When there's a cameraman outside your house, you're going to have an emotional response. So he came out on social media and explained, A, he wished he had handled that better, but B, he wasn't protesting at all.
Everybody, it's Michael here. And I want to address what happened this past weekend. And I feel like I need to address it because it spilled over to the point where I get out of my car today and I'm ambushed by a media outlet here at my house, which I'm not proud of the way I handled that whole situation, but I think anybody out there can understand the things you're going to do. You're going to protect your family and you're going to protect your home, which is what I felt like I needed to do in that moment. And it all stemmed from this past weekend in San Diego with my Fox crew, 2 days in San Diego with the Navy SEALs and with all the other sailors there. And then a 2-hour show praising the military and all that they've done for us, celebrating Veterans Day. And we had our national anthem. I didn't have my hand over my chest. Everyone thought he's protesting. He's making a statement, which is so far from the truth. I have nothing to protest. I have no statement to be made. The only statement that should be made and that I want to make is I love the military. I've always loved the military and I will always love the military.
Yeah, not everything's a statement. I think people want to make something out of nothing sometimes, and this is one of those instances.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but I saw a lot of pictures of a lot of people standing the same exact way, mm-hmm. and I guess it looked away because everyone next to him was doing mm-hmm. it, but so many people stand that way, and it's no sign of disrespect, or it's not a protest, it's not anything of that nature, so it seems like that was reached for.
So if that's disrespectful, I've been disrespectful my entire life to the national anthem, from Little League all the way, and I played baseball through my sophomore year of college, always stood kind of on the sidelines with my hands crossed over like Michael Strahan's word, kind of like, you know, how you do that lean back and forth as the national anthem is playing and you're getting ready to play a game. I don't think I ever had my hand over my heart, and it was not out of disrespect. It's just I stood up, and I stand up at Braves games, and I do it the same way.
I've done the same exact thing, and I've never thought anything of it.
I think it's an athlete thing, which makes sense, obviously, for Michael Strahan. And if he was really trying to protest something, why would he be a part of a Veterans Day-themed broadcast on Sunday? Like, that's crazy.
It's the thing again, and then people are outraged by the way he reacted in front of his house. People love when you show your imperfections. We live in that time now that they want you to be perfect. And if you slip up like this, just like Jason Kelce a couple of weeks ago, people love it. And they love to expose you. And they love to label you one thing based on one imperfection.
Also, when someone shows up at your front door, you tell me how you're going to respond. You're not going to be upset. Like, no. The average 100%. Person is going to be very, very upset that someone is, you know, putting their family in danger.
If they gave Jason Kelce grace, they need to be given Michael Strahan grace right now.
Completely agree.
I agree.
This is The Burt Show.
So the Mayo Clinic this morning is like, hey, all right, you know, that's a pretty good indicator of if you're in good shape or not is how many push-ups you can do. And they list how many you should be able to do at a certain age to consider yourself in good shape or not.
Oh, is this going to happen during the commercial break?
I wasn't going to call you on the carpet on it. I was just going to ask you, how many can you do? And then I'll tell you if the Mayo Clinic says that you're in pretty decent shape.
Does it have to be like a traditional push-up? It can't be like on the knees?
No, it has to be. I would think it would have to be a real one.
Okay. Yeah.
How many can you do?
1.5. I'm just kidding.
He threw the half in like that was going to help.
Sometimes a girl needs a half.
That's fair.
All right? You're just kidding because that's too much or too little?
It's too little.
How many could you do right now?
Oh, I don't know. I want to say 15.
You cannot do 15.
Yes, she can.
No, you
can. I can.
Real push-ups or girl push-ups?
That's what she was just saying.
I don't think
politically correct we're supposed to say girl push-ups.
Modified.
On your knees, whatever.
Modified. I think I can do 15. You want me to do it right now?
Yes.
All right, fine. Drop and give me 15.
Okay.
You cannot do 15.
You better take off that sweater. That thing probably
weighs. By the way, horrible radio.
Oh, okay.
Hold on a second. All right, Moog, do the count. And it's got to be legit. You can't do those little cheap ones.
All right, legit push-ups. Here we go.
15 push-ups.
She's moving things out the way.
Before, what do you think she can do?
I think she got 8 in them.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. 17. I think you're going 2 over.
You're trying to be woman power.
20. You got 20 in you.
20?
Wait. Why is he laughing so hard?
20
pushups. That sweater she's got on weighs 20 pounds.
Okay. She's stretching her legs. I don't know.
All right, here we go.
All right, legit.
Let's see. Legit push-ups.
All the way down. All
right, one, two, three.
Okay.
Four.
The struggle.
Five.
Feminism is on your shoulders.
Seven. Okay, she's taking a breather. Eight. Nine.
She's either going to pee or poop herself.
Nine. 11. 12. Okay.
Push-ups.
Yeah,
that's good.
why are those so hard?
Right. Well, it's because you're out of shape.
How soon am I going to die?
All right. So here's
what
they said.
You're about to tell me is the Mayo Clinic. I'm dizzy.
I need some water.
All right. So here's what they say. Abby, how many could you do?
25. You gonna make me do it now?
Yeah, abso-freaking-lutely. Have you done Pilates before?
I think she can do 25.
After watching you do your weightlifting challenge with Messy Mikey, mm-hmm. I actually think you could pull it off too.
Yeah. I think you're like you've got the power of a silverback. You got the strength of a silverback.
What's a gorilla?
It's a gorilla that's just so freaking strong.
Pretty strong, though.
Yeah.
Super strong.
They can rip a man's head off. Am I going to now have to do 15 to compensate for you?
No, you said how many?
25.
Let's go.
All right. I do have to pee, so hopefully I'll pee myself.
That's a lot of push-ups.
That is a lot.
25.
Yeah, I realize that now.
Still out of breath.
All right, for your age, by the way, Abby, you're 27?
Yeah.
This is at 25 years old. Women should be able to do 20. Men should be able to do 28 at 25 years old.
All right, well, hook a sister up. I did 12 at 45. How many am I supposed to do?
You were supposed to be able to do 14.
Oh.
Okay, you're close, and dudes are supposed to be able to do 16.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm still winded.
Sorry for you.
It's going to be a minute.
I wasn't planning on it going like this, you guys, so yeah. I know this is bad radio, but it'll be good video.
Okay.
All right.
All right, come on, Abby. You got this.
I think you got this. Riding.
Feminism on the shoulders, on the back.
All right, Kristen, you have to count because I can't see you.
One, two, three, four,
Bert, put
five,
your foot on her back.
Six, shut up, seven, eight.
Uh-oh.
Nine.
It's not giving 25.
10, 11. 12. 13. 14. 15.
Don't lose the phone.
16. 17. 18.
Uh-huh.
19. 20.
Okay.
21.
Whoa.
22.
No.
23.
Whoa.
24.
25.
Hey.
Okay.
I
stand corrected.
27.
Well done. I'm telling you, man.
We are going to feel that tomorrow.
For a week.
All right, so here is what they say. 25 years old, if you're in decent shape, you should be able to do 20 for a woman, 28 for a dude, 35, 19, and 21. 19 for a woman, 21 for a guy. 45 years old is 14 and 16. 55 years old is 10 and 12. So it starts to go the other way. And at 65 years old, 10 and 10 for the both. And the this is really, really kind of a crude measurement, but they're saying like, if you want to take like a basic test, Kristen is still winded.
He's seeing stars right now.
I'm slowly coming back.
Is there a defibrillator in the hall anywhere?
We needed some oxygen or something.
I was starting to get a little worried there. I was like, do we have any like life-saving apparatuses nearby?
This is The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, let's get Chelsea on here. Chelsea called us a couple of weeks ago with the oddest request for texting tutor. She's like, Burt Show, can you help me get in a fight with my husband? She wanted to sleep alone, and he just tosses and turns, and she was so exhausted, so she wanted him to go into the guest room. And how did he turn it around on us? I can't even remember.
Oh, he was so nice.
Yeah, he was so nice.
He like wanted to buy a new mattress, and then we're like, wait a second. No, we don't want a new mattress. We want you to sleep on the old mattress. So we basically had to like push him into buying a new mattress by saying, well, why don't you sleep on it for one more night and just let us know how it is. Let us know if it's going to be worth the money. And I think that's where we left him.
Got your breath back yet?
I am back. I can't feel my arms, but I'm back.
I'm just checking on my friend. hey, Chelsea, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so we got you in the proper fight. We all realize, like, your husband is just a great dude. He was giving you the green light to do whatever you wanted. So what happened?
I know. He's, you know, obviously I know he's a great dude, but I feel like now I appreciate him more. So that day, you know, that I spoke to you guys, we went out and got the mattress for the guest bedroom, and I kind of, you know, rigged it so he would let me test it out by myself. You know, I kind of said to him, since most guests would be in there solo, like, I should try it solo. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even need to do that, you know? And then funnily enough, like, I slept horribly. I felt so guilty mm-hmm. about, you know, trying to pick a fight with him and then getting the mattress out of it. Like, he did what I wanted anyway. So the next morning, I was so groggy and tired, and in my sleep-deprived state, I confessed the whole thing.
Oh, and, no. Well, here comes the fight.
That's what you wanted.
Wait, almost the whole thing. I came clean about like the fake argument, but definitely not about you guys being involved. I mean, I think that would have probably sent him over the edge. I just started bawling. I was just that tired and I felt that guilty. And this man gave me a hug and said, don't ever do that again. Like whenever I need some space, I can have it. And I don't know why I got so worked up in my head. I don't know why, but Abby, you were right. Like, it seems like communicating is the way to go. And I'm a little disappointed in myself.
I am too. Your husband, you do not deserve your husband.
Abby, she just came here groveling.
Listen, I'm here in the trenches. And you know how much I would love for a man to snore next to me every night? At least someone would be there. At least you have someone.
She gave you a compliment.
This is actually Repay's compliments on the show.
She literally retorted with, you don't deserve your husband.
I just have a lot of pent up bitterness inside me.
Chelsea, this is definitely not about you. Whatever Abby just said.
I screwed up. I can admit it. I definitely screwed up.
Yeah, you got yourself a good one there, man. You don't need a new mattress.
Huh?
Yeah, you don't need to play these games. Why do we play these games with each other when it's not even necessary?
Because we've all...
I don't know.
It's human nature. We all build up things in our head. We go like worst case scenario land. We catastrophize and you either put off conversations because you think they're going to go a certain way. It's like when you have to... I remember when you have to disclose something to your your parents and you're so freaked out about how they're going to react. And then you like finally bring it to them and then the reaction is like literally like minuscule compared to what you had built up in your head.
I know, it's like you bend over backwards to avoid just confronting the problem when the confrontation would take literally 2 seconds. And 9 times out of 10, people are going to take it well. I mean, unless you're, you know, insulting their entire family and their character and their being. Like I just did to Chelsea on the radio. You know, it's probably going to be a really simple conversation. Just, you know, work out the problems with adult conversation.
Yeah. I think we all have those human moments where you realize that you are, you know, going a little bit in a different direction than you'd like to. But I feel like the way he handled it is exactly what you would want in a partner. That was like the perfect response.
He's a champ right there. And were the tears that you were spewing there, were those real or did you make those up?
Sorry, the what?
The tears? You said you started crying?
The tears? No, I started bawling. I felt like it was like the guilt and then just him reacting, being so sweet. No, they were completely genuine.
Because those tears, those fake tears are nothing different than emotional flopping.
No.
Yeah, it is. It's like a soccer match.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you ever had a good sleep deprivation cry? Oh my God. There are sometimes when you are so sleep deprived and it could take the teeniest, tiniest thing that'll just push you over the edge into like a waterfall of tears.
Well, you got yourself a good man. Like Abby said, we're doubling down. He's a really, really great guy. And just a little communication might help here.
Yeah. Tell him to hit.
Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Tell him to hit me up when the divorce goes through.
Oh my God.
Or if he has a brother or a sister at this point.
You're on The Burt Show.
So if you're on Ozempic or you're thinking about going on Ozempic, man, I got a homework assignment for you. We had CNN Sanjay Gupta on yesterday who did a deep dive into Ozempic. And I think he pretty much talked about everything when it comes to Ozempic. He's got a special that's on CNN this weekend. But if you're wondering, hey, is my doctor just trying to get me on this? Do I really, really need it? Or you're having this inner debate, like, what is it going to do to me long term? There are so many different factors that he went through yesterday that you should definitely listen to it for a couple of minutes. I think he ended up on here for like 15, 20 minutes. It's really, really good. And Cassie, I wanted to circle back with you on something you said off the air yesterday. First, you said it on the air, then you said it off the air, and we didn't have time to address it yesterday, but I think today might be a good time where you said he said something in that interview where you felt seen and it almost made you cry.
Yeah, I was actually tearing up during the interview, and it's because finally I feel like during that interview, to hear a medical professional, but just not any medical professional, like one of the country's premier neurosurgeons, acknowledge, without being forced to just readily bring it up on his own, that weight loss and obesity essentially, and I'm paraphrasing, you'll need to listen for his exact words, but it isn't a laziness issue. It's a multifaceted issue that has to do with like the food supply and a multitude of factors. And I'm not putting words in Dr. Gupta's mouth. He mentioned exercise as well, healthy eating. Those are all part of it. But also the fact that a lot of people deal with food noise or food chatter, it's sometimes called. And I've mentioned that years ago on this show, where as soon as I'm done with breakfast, I'm like, what's for lunch? Or the ice cream is calling me. And you think about it nonstop. And Ozempic takes care of that for some people. But to hear
him... Does it take care of that for some people? Because the craving for... you just don't have the food crave? You feel full?
I don't know. I'm not on Ozempic, but what I've seen is it really just mentally silences it. It's not... That food noise isn't always related to like hunger pains. It's just constantly in your head. Sometimes it's a fear of I'm not going to get enough to eat. For me, it was a fear of like I had insulin resistance, so I was eating the wrong foods, but I would get so blindingly hungry, I wouldn't be able to concentrate on anything else. And I was always fearful of hitting that point. But for him to say people are built differently and some people have a different thermostat, especially when it comes to being satiated after eating, you need different volume of food to feel full. And to not have a medical professional be like, you lose weight. It's calories in, calories out. It's easy. And I know that sounds dumb, but so many medical professionals tell overweight people that, or that all of our problems are because of weight. And to have somebody take it seriously, and I'm like, thank you. it's not always our fault. I feel like fat people get looked at like you're just lazy. I've seen comments online. People think I eat McDonald's all day, every day. They think I DoorDash every single order, which I did for like 1 week. But still, I haven't eaten.
They're going to hold that over your head for your entire life.
I know.
Because you admitted that.
I eat fast food once in a blue moon. I eat pretty healthy. I'm active with my kids and I'm still obese. And to hear somebody acknowledge that, hey, as part of a healthy lifestyle plan with exercise, you might need some extra help if your doctor says so, because your body just doesn't work the same way as everybody else's, was so freaking refreshing.
I want to read this email that we got from a P1 in Raleigh because it validates everything that Cassie is saying. Not that she needs the validation, but it also answers your question about quieting the chatter. And so this P1 from Raleigh said, listening to Dr. Gupta and the discussion about the GLP-1 drugs, I'm so glad he focused and discussed food chatter or food noise and the fact that some people just cannot lose weight. It's tough to hear people who have never had these issues be pretty judgy about their use. I've struggled with my weight my whole life. My mother's family are all obese. Like Dr. Gupta mentioned, I would think about food all the time. Food noise is so very real. When I began taking Zepbound, I was absolutely shocked that I didn't think about food anymore, not even a little bit. I see a doctor at Duke who monitors this. I've lost 65 pounds so far. It's absolutely life-changing. I've started Pure Bar and love it, trying to work on my strength training to help. Cassie, thank you for speaking up. You spoke my exact thoughts. I often feel like I'm cheating, but obviously there is a medical reason people need this medicine. Think about 10 years ago. Nobody was allergic to gluten. People are so judgmental and think just that fat people eat like S and are just lazy and need to do calories in, calories out. It is not that easy. Thanks for the conversation today. I hope folks learn from it.
I mean, I used to look at my friends when they would eat and I go out to eat with them and I'd be like, is that how much I'm supposed to eat? How are they only eating that little? I'd be starving within an hour. And the closest I can come to it is I started Effexor for anxiety and depression, and it has altered my appetite. That's not the intended use, but it has. And some of that food chatter has quieted down, and my life is so much easier. I cannot even tell you how much easier it is to just eat one small serving and not freak out. Like, when's lunch? Am I going to be able to get lunch in time and not to constantly think about food?
Do you know where this food chatter started for you? Was it as a kid? And was it a stress or management thing?
I don't know. And I honestly think it's different for everybody. I think some people, it kind of just is how their brain works. And I think others, it might be a learned response. I think for me, it might have been more of a learned response. And I've always worried about my weight, so I kind of became obsessed with food. Mm-hmm. And so I think that might be my issue. But it is really hard because there's a lot of guilt that comes along with it, too, when you're thinking about food. And you're like, well, I should really just eat this, but I know I'm going to be hungry if I only eat that. And it's, you know, a push and pull, and then every food becomes bad, and then no foods are good. And you just constantly feel like you're failing no matter how hard you try. And honestly, you feel like you don't really have support from the medical community. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to talk about unless you know somebody else who is overweight or struggling with the same issues, because nobody really gets it the same way. And so I think, I don't know if he realizes it, but I think Dr. Gupta changed a lot of people's outlook. But I think he also touched a lot of people who are struggling with this to let them know, like, hey, the odds are stacked against you.
And if you want to watch his special again, it's this weekend, and he answers all of this. If you want the shorter version of it, he did a great job yesterday and really touched a lot of people. And that's up on our website right now at thebirdshow.com or on our podcast.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
This might be the strangest birthday present an A-lister has ever received from their mother. Was it inappropriate? That is the question we are going to discuss when it comes to Armie Hammer's birthday gift from his mom, where she decided he might need a little snip snip.
I was definitely.
And let's talk about what I gave you for your birthday this year, the church lady.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What did you give
me? So I call Armie and I go, Armie, what would you like for your birthday this year? And he goes, oh, I don't know. You know, maybe money, whatever. And I was like, I believe I'm going to give you a vasectomy.
Yep.
To me, the most shocking thing was how she pronounced it, vasectomy. I was like, a vasectomy? Bah. Also, Armie Hammer is worth like millions of dollars. Why are you asking mommy for money?
Well, did he ask or did she just volunteer?
Well, I guess volunteer. Yeah. But if I'm making millions off of movies or whatever, I'm certainly not going to my mother to be like, hey, send me $1,000 for via Venmo.
Based on what we know about this guy, she did the world a favor.
Like, honestly, like, is it an insult to be like, you don't need to procreate?
Isn't this the dude that was biting women and said that he like was into cannibalism and stuff?
Allegedly, he's a cannibalist.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just to let you know, because I saw some story headlines about like how these, I don't even go call them rumors, but these stories about Armie Hammer has affected his career. Take from what you will on the internet. He's only worth $10,000 right now.
Ooh, right now?
Really?
Okay, so maybe he did need the vasectomy and the Venmo request from mommy. All right, have you guys seen the new Martha Stewart documentary on Netflix?
I've seen about the first 30 minutes of it so far.
Okay, I've watched the whole thing. It's amazing.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, so everybody I saw was talking about it on TikTok. So, of course, I was like, I never thought I'd watch a documentary on Martha Stewart. But I was interested. Yeah. And I had no idea she was such a tycoon in terms of... she created an empire. I mean, she's worth like was at one point worth like $1 billion.
She was the first self-made female billionaire.
Very cool.
I think the thing that you can get from it also is she has been unapologetically herself her entire life. When dudes were telling her that she needed to change her brand or she had an idea for a cooking show, everybody was saying it wasn't going to work and it was such a different time. And she's like, screw it. I'm doing it my own way. And here we are today.
I know she's got to be tough, but there are certain stories. You can be tough and you can still be kind, if that makes sense.
Hmm?
Like the way she talks down to her staff, et cetera. Like, I know she's a woman who knows what she wants and knows how to get it. And I do feel that women in business often, like, when guys do it, oh, they're assertive. When a woman does it, she's a bitch. And it's a total double standard. And it's been like that for a very long time, and it still is. But there are some, and I know when I say but, I just negate everything I just said. There are people in her camp and her staff that have definitely come away scarred by some of their interactions with her.
The confession that she's had sex with Snoop so much really shocked me.
That's such a lie. That's not in the documentary.
You almost drew me in. I was like, wait.
Just woke
that's
up.
On Netflix, right?
Now, their relationship and how, do you know how their relationship started?
I don't.
It's because her resurgence came when she did the roast of Justin Bieber. So when she was on there and she did so good and she was so crass and delivered her jokes so well, it was like the reemerging of Martha. It's because she sat next to Snoop Dogg for like 6 hours.
They really?
They sat next to each other for the roast.
They weren't friends before that.
No, they sat next to each other for the roast and they were like, you know, we should do something together. And then they started talking and that's how the friendship blossomed.
That's how it came to be.
Yeah. Brilliant. Wow.
She's like, we should share a blunt in my garden. I'll make pie and pasta.
That's how a lot of friendships start.
But one of the biggest storylines that came out of this documentary was her marriage of 29 years. And of course, when you have a reputation of being a bitch, of course people are going to ask about how your marriage was. And because of course they got a divorce and they talked about infidelity. Andrew Stewart, her ex-husband, his wife now made a Facebook post to explain that she did not think that Martha should have spoken about their marriage at all in the documentary. So the wife of Martha's ex-husband said, prior to this happy chapter of his life, Andy, Martha's ex-husband, had some dark ones, including a painful and abusive marriage to Martha, which ended almost 40 years ago. While Andy quietly moved on and forward with his life, it appears that Martha continues to publicly, I don't know this word, reignite the marriage rumors, including comments in a sensationalized trailer for an upcoming documentary on Netflix. The juxtaposition of Andy's early life with the joy-filled, purpose-led, loving marriage we have today is striking. Every day, we openly express our gratitude for our love and our life together.
I think it's odd that you struggled with reignite, but you got juxtaposition, no problem.
It wasn't reignite. Let me read it was relitigate.
There you go.
Relitigate.
Oh, well, turns out I know how to read. I read it and I was like, I don't know what that word is in this moment. For more stories, head to The Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is right out of a true crime podcast or TV show. And it all circulates around Abby's cousin and a mailman and a murder. Damn.
It's amazing the things you'll find out about your family once you actually talk to them. I'm in a family group chat with my mom's side of the family, and I mostly stay silent and I just kind of observe what's going on. You know, if my brother is asking for tips about his new girlfriend, I kind of, you know, observe and, you know, throw my 2 cents in every now and then. But I typically just stay quiet until it's Sunday or Monday and I'm running out of stories to talk about on the show because there's only so many times I can say I hate men on air. So I texted my family. I was like, hey, is there any drama going on in anyone's life that they'd like to share? Because I need some help. And my cousin immediately shoots back a message. He's like, oh my gosh, our mailman stabbed a guy the other day.
What?
And he's currently facing charges for murder. Really? And I was like, why did it take me prompting you to send us this? This should have been headline news. Why are we talking about our Thanksgiving turkey? You should have been giving us the tea on why your mailman stabbed somebody. So this is my cousin who recently got married, and they live in Tampa, the worst city on earth. And this just proves that this is the worst city on earth, because only this would happen in Tampa, Florida. So
I'm just impressed you're calling it Tampa, not Trampa.
Trampa. Well, this is the suburbs of Tampa. So I guess this is Tampa, but where she lives with her now husband, that is Trampa. So she's in the suburbs. So she's in Tampa. And she said that she was watching Vanderpump Rules, as one does on a normal Saturday or whatever. And she said that she kept hearing her phone buzz over and over and over again, but she's ignoring it because Vanderpump Rules is on. So a couple hours later, you know, her family's home. They're all hanging out at their parents' house, and somebody comes to the door and is like, you weren't answering your phone, but I think it's really important to let you know that your mailman just stabbed somebody today. Like, that's why all those cop cars are outside. And my cousin goes, what? This all happened while I was just watching reality TV. So she sends me the literal news story that was on Fox in Tampa, where they were explaining what's going down in this court case, because this guy, of course, gets arrested, thrown in jail, and now is facing charges. And basically what happened was this mailman had to, you know, park on the side of the road to do his job, his deliveries. And there was a landscaper blocking where he needed to park or something. So the mailman approaches the landscaper, who is in his truck, and something kind of altercation goes down that we don't fully know the details of, but basically the guy rolls the window down, they start, you know, spatting back and forth, and then the landscaper opens his door. It's like a 200-pound, 29-year-old dude, and ends up knocking the mailman to the ground. It starts getting a little physical, and the mailman basically says, I need to now defend myself. I feel like this guy could potentially hurt me. He's younger than me. He's like, the mailman's like in his 60s. He's a frail old man. And the landscaper is a guy in his 20s and, you know, pretty built.
Does Florida still have that stand your ground rule or whatever?
I don't know.
Okay.
So, but,
believe so.
Yeah, maybe. So basically, the mailman ends up stabbing the landscaper to the point where he dies. They're fatal injuries.
What?
Wow. I know. So you hear this and it's kind of like, how difficult was this altercation? Like, did he really need to kill the guy? Like, it's one thing to like put a knife in his face. It's another thing to literally kill him.
So the older mailman kills the younger landscaper.
Yes. So he ends up getting arrested, thrown in jail. There's a trial. And the shocking part of all this is after the court case, the judge basically said, you know, it's a federal offense to to put your hands on a USPS worker, mm-hmm. a government employee. It's a federal charge. And somebody doesn't have to touch you for you to feel like you need to exercise your right to defend yourself. So they let him out of jail.
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah.
All this went down in front of her house and missed it?
In front of her house. It's not even like it was down the street in the neighborhood over. This is like two doors down from them. And it was happening completely under their nose while she was watching reality TV. I'm pretty sure they still have to continue the case. I don't think he's completely off the hook, but they released him.
I need her to be a better white woman because we are nosier than that.
I have to say, I love this side of my family. They are so sweet. God help them. They are oblivious. Like my family, like my mom's side, we got the older daughter genes. So we're all very anal. So I'd be outside like investigating, right? I'd be boots on the ground, like what happened? I'm getting pictures, I'm posting it on Twitter. This side of the family wants nothing to do with the drama. They're just no thoughts, just vibes, and they're happier for it. They are happier than I will ever be, but they're really bad at giving the scoop and letting us know when something is going down in the neighborhood. So
is mailman still delivering the mail in that neighborhood?
I don't think so. I think I don't think you're technically allowed to do that when you have charges that you still have
to. Probably rerouted them.
I would imagine.
Different neighborhood. So I'll keep you updated on the case, but yeah.
Damn. The Burt Show. Kristen, what's the one thing you learned about a girl's trip that everything revolves around?
Pooping. Yeah.
I didn't know we were going here. Okay.
We've been on different girls' trips.
Can I tell you, every girls' trip I have ever been on, you have the friends that have the tummy issues. And one of my friends deals with not being able to release the demons, and another friend deals with too many demons being released. And I kid you not, every single girl's trip I go on, there is a conversation about pooping.
What a neat bunch of girls you have.
Yeah, sexy.
Well, is this a mom thing, or is this talking about your own poop or your kids' poop? Just your own poop?
Just ours. And this is not a mom thing. We were discussing this prior to, like, it's been, when I look back over the years, some of us, when we travel, I do not have this issue. Thank the Lord. I guess, big hat tip to my probiotic. I don't have this issue, but there are two friends who, when they travel, it is a nightmare. Another girl's trip I went on, this is a different girl. She had the same issues, could not go to save her life. There's always tummy troubles when we go on girls' trips.
So the poop cycle doesn't mesh up like your periods do when you hang out together?
No. There's no sinking. There's no sinking of the bowel movements, Bert. That is not the case. Yeah, but one friend, she had Instacart. The stuff to get stuff moving. Yeah. Yes, she was so backed up for so long.
That's such an interesting story.
You're welcome.
This is so fun.
you wrote that down and thought, we're going to talk about this on the show.
And absolutely. We did. Yeah, and she could write off the whole trip. But with all the girls that you went to in overseas, did you guys ever talk about poop?
Never once.
But they didn't know each other. They were strangers.
So how long do you need to know each other before the poop conversation just flows freely, unlike your poop?
All right, let's see. Amanda, I've known since third grade, so we're talking 36 years.
I think you just start running out of things to talk about. How many times can you go over the same drama before you just start talking about your bowels?
No, the reminiscing is always... The drama... there's more drama now with us than there was when we were in our
20s. Really?
And it's like...
It all starts at feces.
No. And now it's like, it's heavier drama. So it takes a toll. And I guess it just takes a toll on your digestive system.
Okay.
You're neat.
Mom couldn't even come out to dinner with us. She was holed up in the room one night.
Yeah, I mean, triple down. Go ahead.
Is she okay now? I love how men think about girls' trips and girls' nights and sleepovers as like lingerie and pajamas. And really, it's just, I haven't pooped in seven days.
her little tummy was so bloated. I felt so bad for her.
Oh, yeah, that 3 months pregnant look.
Yes.
And then you start holding it.
Yes. You're carrying in a poop baby.
I thought we were done a minute and a half ago.
Still going 3.
Turns out we're not.
Yeah.
Katie, you want to save us?
Yeah.
Get us out, Katie. Get us out.
All right, let's talk about
couples. Okay. Nothing that has to do with poop or anything like that.
Something sexy.
Do you all know that one couple that just goes back and forth, like they're on and off, they can never get it right, and it's like, why can't you all see that you are not just meant for each other?
Right.
Stop
right.
dealing with each other.
Uh-huh.
You and Candle Girl?
Oh, man. She's long gone.
Don't bring her up. Do not sabotage this new relationship.
Are you trying to get me cut right now?
Ooh, she's long gone.
Yes. That is a prime example, Kristen. That's a good one.
She pooped on you.
Again, I have no issues with in that area.
At what point, like how many breakups and getting back together do you realize like, okay, this is just never going to work? Is it 3? Is it 4? Is it 5?
What's the toxic number?
Ask the veteran.
What's the toxic number?
What's the toxic number?
For me, it was 5.
5? After 2, you didn't think, maybe this person isn't right for me.
Oh, no, I've gone more than 2.
I've gone more than 2.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
I have as well.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like you get one breakup. Nah. You get one.
Abby, you got to get a second date before you.
Dude.
It's not your department.
These guys are breaking up with you before they go out with you. Does that even count towards your number?
They're not even breaking up with me. I can't even get one breakup. Y'all got 5?
Anywho.
Okay, well, this is not about me. This is about a friend of mine who is in that situation. She just can't shake this dude. She can't let him go. And right now, they're in their on moment right mm-hmm. now.
Okay, so we're on.
Mm-hmm. And during this on period, they have an agreement that they're going to be very transparent about what's going on, and if someone else pops into the picture, they would let someone else know.
Oh, good. The transparent person. Phase, that's going to be it. That'll be the nail in the coffin if they really, truly do it.
And so she's like, okay, this is going to work for us. Cool. This guy has a couple of properties, and her lease at her apartment was up, and he's like, you know what? You can move into one of my townhomes, and everything will be cool, and I'll be your landlord. She's like, okay, cool. Why not have a landlord that I know and trust?
Sounds like a great idea.
Wait. You're her friend, right?
Uh-huh.
Did none of you throw the flag on this play? Because, like, if you're in a healthy relationship, there's even a little bit of hesitation. But when you're an on-again, off-again, toxic relationship, and then you just happen to be in the on phase, and you're going to move into one of his properties, and he's going to be your landlord, that smells like just pure disaster.
There's no mm-hmm. flag throwing because common sense is out the window. They are thriving off of their tension. So it makes sense to you because you're in a healthy relationship. But to them, for some reason, this makes sense.
She thought this was a good idea.
She did. And she's also one of those friends that, once you tell her once, you can't talk her out or anything after that. You just got to be like, all right, go ahead.
Okay.
Hard head makes for a soft behind.
Do you? Y'all never heard that one?
Y'all never heard that?
What does that even mean?
Oh, you hear that in the black household once a week.
Is that right?
Abby needs a definition, please. Why does your behind got to be soft?
I don't know. That's just what you told her. If you're being a hard head.
Your parents are going to put hands on your behind because you're not listening.
So she moved into the neighborhood in his townhome, and she's like, okay, if I'm in this new neighborhood, let's get to know my neighbors. So 2 doors down, there was this woman who she saw outside and was like, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. Let me give you a rundown on everybody who lives here. So they're catching up, and
she doesn't know that her landlord is her boyfriend. She just thinks this is a chick that's moved into the neighborhood.
Yeah. This woman just thinks, hey, there's a new neighbor who happens to be my friend. And so she's telling her, hey, since you moved in, this is everything you need to know about what's going on. The people, the HOAs, the people who are just going to be nosy neighbors. And then she introduces herself and she's like, I see the unit you're in. I know the owner of that unit. She's telling my friend this. My friend was like, okay, cool. Well, how do you know the owner? And she's like, girl, he is so fine. And, you know, like, we've been talking. And and she starts running down everything and says they even hooked up. Like, she is telling her everything.
Come on now.
And so my friend was like, really? Yeah. So my friend wants to get more information. She just questions this woman. What else? How long? When? Where? How? Who? What? Everything. And now she has befriended this woman. She has not told him that she knows all this stuff because she's like, hey, our agreement was we would tell one another.
Damn.
But he didn't do that. He broke that agreement. And now she's sitting on this information, like contemplating what her next move is going to be.
What's the next move? I don't know. All I know is her behind is soft.
So is Kristen's friends. That's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.